All right, once again, Michigan State into the Sweet 16. They beat Marquette 69-60 yesterday, and it was another look. I thought at times defensively it was a clinic, and head coach Tom Izzo has said, look, we need our defense to come up big, and they did through huge portions of that game. And you know, guys like Joey Hauser, who's deadly from the three, you know, he had a rough day at the three-point line, 1-for-3, but then he brought it in, was 3-for-8, 3-for-8 from the field, finished with 14 points. And it was just the adaptive way that they played that I thought was really, really impressive, and they get it done. And head coach Tom Izzo is, I understand it, back from Columbus. First of all, welcome back into the state of Michigan. It's good to have you back.
Thanks, but it's good to be here.
Just a huge win, coach. And I want to bring in Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst as well, because we were absolutely glued to the TV yesterday, and just a wonderful performance.
You know, it was, one of these days, we're going to put our offense and our defense together. You know, we've kind of, yesterday we really struggled to go 2-for-16 from the three with the shots we had, especially Jaden, Tyson. Joey didn't get many open shots. Boy, they stuck to him like glue. But I thought Tyson and Jaden and Malik Hall had great shots. But it's, you know, as I said, with 3 minutes left to go in the game, we're up 2. And I said, hey, if you work your defense, you can't lose. You know, if they don't score, you can't lose. And that's kind of the mentality we had. And we were okay offensively. I mean, we shot 40-some percent, but we were great defensively, and that's what won the game for us.
Coach, that has been a testament of so many of these runs, 15 of them now, to the Sweet 16. This team playing the type of defense that I think your teams have come to be known for, and we saw that really in both wins.
Well, we did see it in both wins, and I think half the teams out there that are left, I mean, I don't care if it's Houston or, you know, the defense. I mean, Alabama gets a lot of credit for its offense. Its defense is probably better than its offense. If you win, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 games in this tournament, you better bring your defense, because it's just not going to work on your offense all the time. Yet, the encouraging part for me is we went, you know, 3 months, our defense was pretty good. Our offense was okay. Then we went a month where our offense was off the charts and our defense was off the charts in a negative way. If somehow this weekend we could put the two together, who knows what can happen. But it's there. We just got to get it together at the same time.
You know, Tom, obviously an emotional win for your program, players, coaches, for the university, the Big Ten, not to mention the state, with the violent mass shooting. You have alluded to the fact that basketball can take our minds off what Michigan State witnessed not all that long ago. Certainly our thoughts and prayers continue with the victims. But I thought after this victory, you showed that in a very emotional way. And this win, obviously there's still work to do, goes a long way in healing.
Well, you hope it does. I mean, you know, I'm not sure if I was the parents of kids you lost that, you know, you can evaluate it the same way, but because nothing replaces that. But if it can help the healing process of so many others, that's been one of our battle cries. But it was an emotional game, you know. We've had 2 years where, you know, we went to a Final Four, then we didn't play it, and the next year was kind of a goofy year, and then last year we had the Duke game that, you know, went right down to the wire. I mean, we were 5 up with 3 minutes left, and so then getting back in this roller coaster year a little bit with the injuries, so proud of my guys. You know, I was really proud of AJ. I was really proud Malik played, had his best weekend, to move better, didn't shoot it great yesterday, but I think, you know, lessons learned, you know, in the huddle yesterday, when we were 8 up with 1:20 left. I heard things like, okay, let's not give them 2 before we give 3. Well, that was in reference to Iowa and what we did there, you know. So If you're learning and you're getting better, that's what it's all about. And what I really liked is the players were coaching the team, because I was kind of worn out by then, so I let them do that. It was great.
Coach, one thing that you have said to us time and time again this year is you have chatted with us in a myriad of ways is don't give up on this team. You had a belief in this team, and I think you're not done yet by a long shot, but I think this team has certainly fulfilled their part of the deal and your belief in them.
Well, Sean, you know, as I told Steve a million times, you know, for some reason, he knows me well. I'm not really a glass half full guy, you know. And as I said yesterday, sometimes there's not even any water in the glass when we win. So, I mean, you know, I'm self-admitting my own punishment. But at the same time, you know, I did believe in this team. And I did believe that if we could get healthy and, you know, I that was a big part, boy. It's not losing guys for 9 weeks, 12 weeks. It's then getting them back for two and then losing them for another two. That was the part that was so juggling for us. And, you know, and we got a little more, you know, solid. We got a little more rotation. I mean, it's still not great, but it's getting there. And then I knew we were, you know, good enough defensively. I didn't think maybe we were good enough offensively. Then we had that month we were so good offensively. And somehow, some way, if some coach would figure out a way to get the two to work at the same time, maybe we still have some basketball left.
Tom, it's interesting to point out, and by golly, I'm going to do it right here. Your club, 2 of 16 from beyond the arc yesterday. When making five or
thanks
less three-pointers.
Good things, Steve.
Well, there's an end to the means here. Only once when making five or less three-pointers have you got a win. That was in the opening round win over USC. So, you know, the fact is, you know, this is one hell of a three-point shooting team, one of the best in the country. But it proves to them that, you know, if we're off, we can still find a way to win. And this team has a lot of belief in itself.
Well, you actually gave one of the great speeches after the game, and you weren't even there because you're right on the money. Steve, you really are. You're not right very often, but I'm promising you today you were right on the money that, you know, your offense, I mean, we're one of the top. I think we were one or two in our league. Us and Penn State have been one of the top in the country. And yet on these given weekend, you know, I don't know what we shot. It was abysmal, you know. Well, in fact, you know, we had two games where we just were awful, you know, from the three-point line. I mean, when you start talking about going, you know, wherever we went, I think in the tournament itself, we were 7 for 30 for 23%. I mean, we've been over 40 most of the year. And that is how you sell that defense wins, defense travels, defense is there every day. You know, it was funny, Kirk Gibson came into the locker room after, and I said, no different than baseball, Gibby, you need pitching, you need your defense to be good. He goes, hey, I'm a hitter. If you can hit home runs, that helps too. That's all you could say. But, you know, Gibby worried about hitting. But when he was coaching, you know what he was worried about? Pitching. So he's no different than us.
Hey, Coach, I know that obviously 25 consecutive tournament appearances is an incredible feat. But I find it most incredible that you're 24-7 in tournament games where you've got one day in between games. So in between the 64 and the 32 or the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight or the Final Four in the championship game. What does it take to scout a team, to come up with a game plan, and then execute it the following day?
You know, I think something happened back in, you know, we played Eastern Michigan in the first one I was in 98. And we went from playing Eastern Michigan. We got back to the hotel. We were talking about it last night at about 1:32. We played one of those unbelievable 10 o'clock games at night that ended up starting at 10:30, and it went till 12:30, and you know, we were still there. I think some of the guys, because you have to have the drug test and everything, got back to the hotel at 3 in the morning, and then we played Sunday afternoon. So we didn't even get, you know, very much time, and we instituted a deal where we went every 20 minutes, 20 minutes before lunch, 20 minutes after lunch. We had film sessions, walkthrough, try to keep their attention and yet not wear them out. So that we've got a system down. That's one thing. But having good assistants is really key. I mean, they do all the grind work. I get the credit. They did an unbelievable job. Mark Montgomery had the USC. Doug Wojcik had the last game against Marquette. And the job they did, and the walkthroughs in the hotels, the film sessions, the practice at the arena. You know, in a day and a half time, I got a lot done. And then the players have to be able to be coached. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's getting a little harder. You know, I think players get a little different, but these guys were focused in, and I'd use that word a lot too, Steve, to you during the year. They were focused in. Assistants did their job. I guess I did mine. I sat there and ate dinner all the time, you put those things all together, and it was good. But it's been good over the years, because I think the system we implemented in '98 has stuck with us.
Incredible stuff.
Well, we should point out before, in closing, Coach, that with that win over the Golden Eagles, you, sir, now have the most wins in NCAA tournament history as the lower-seeded team with 16. You passed the recently retired Jim Boeheim. We now know it's going to be a 6:30 start at Madison Square Garden, one of the great sports venues in all the nation. Go get ready for those Kansas State Wildcats, would you? Quit talking to us.
Hey, you know what somebody would ask? Why in the hell are you always the worst seed? So, I can turn that positive into a negative. You know, like, why aren't you a higher seed more often? So,
I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, I did. I did, because I knew you were thinking it, but you got ripped a couple minutes ago, so you didn't bring it up. But the good thing about me and you, Steve, we're frickin' fracks, so I brought it up to cover you.
I appreciate it.
Get
you know
that
what?
Slice
always
of pizza,
got my
Coach.
Back.
Sean, it's good talking to you guys. I appreciate it. Look forward to maybe talking Friday, day after the game.
Let's hope so.
That we're winning here.
Great conversation. Looking forward to it.
There he is, head coach Tom Izzo. Thank you, Coach. Got to take a break. More next on the Paul W. Smith Show.